Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, listen, people are jumping the gun on this topic, what they're not doing is they're not watching the video, and then they're commenting, and they're contradicting themselves, they're sticking both feet in their mouth, they're straining at the gnat and swallowing the big camel. Take the time and watch the whole video before you comment, because you don't know what you're talking about. Folks, 9 out of the 10 comments that have been made concerning the series that we've been doing, we're on part 6 today, they have no idea what they're talking about. Now, some guy just told me that Columbus discovered the Earth in 15-something. It's like, no, sir, 1492, right? Isn't that what everybody kind of knows? But these people, they come up with these ideas, they pull them out of nowhere, and it's because they want to be exceptional. They want to be the only ones that know the information. That's esoteric. They're the enlightened ones, right? And the fact of the matter is they're not. Do yourself a favor, stick to facts. That's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. So before we get into the topic again, friends, of part 6 concerning did the Freemasons, Illuminati, spiritualists, and mysticists establish this country? I'm here again to tell you no, they have not, and they did not. Look at the fruit. Where we're at 250 years later, look at what the modern day Freemason and the Masonic lodges and these fraternities and these politicians that are a good portion of them and now a part of that cult called the Illuminati. It's interesting how they war and they're warring against everything our forefathers established under God. And if that doesn't tell you the difference between night and day as to who they were and what they established, I don't know how to help you. I mean, that's about as simple as it gets. Furthermore, when Jesus said that we're to judge men by their fruit. Right, not by what the revisionists say, not by what the propagandists say, by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to continuously reveal the fruit here on the show today. Interestingly enough, somebody had yesterday, and I'm not going after this person, but she had said when she sent me a video over concerning the Illuminati and the Freemasons, so on and so forth, it's interesting, she said she was confused, so I watched the whole thing. I'm sorry, I listened to the whole thing today. It was an hour and a half. And I'm sitting there listening to it, and I'm listening to this preacher, at least he calls himself a preacher, and I believe he is a preacher. I think he's just a little misguided, but in saying that, interestingly enough, he goes on and on and on and on, exposing the Masons, exposing the Freemasons, exposing the Jehovah Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, exposing the Mormons, exposing the Skull and Bones, and this, that, and every other cult. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a second, what did King David do? Did King David sit there and go learn the doctrine of devils, or did he learn and meditate in the Word of God day and night? No. He meditated in God's Word day and night. And as he obeyed that word in keeping the Lord's commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, holding his ordinances, establishing righteousness and peace within the gate, Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51 verse 4, he learned, folks, how the Lord deals with our enemies. I mean, if the American people that call themselves Christians and they're the real deal Christians, I can tell you right now, this stuff is going to frustrate you, that people are spending so much time raising up disciples to know everybody else's cultic religion except their own. How about you know the Word of God the way it tells us that we're supposed to know the Word of God? You must know concerning the doctrine, John 7:17, and that we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. I mean, wouldn't it be a good idea for us to know that so well that that's all they see is the fruit of the Spirit? That's all they know is Jesus manifesting himself through the church today and destroying the works of the devil. That's what he came in to do, friends, to destroy the works of the devil. It doesn't say anything about raising up disciples to know what those cults are doing at every given turn. No. Know your doctrine, where the cultists, the Illuminati, the spiritualists, the mysticists, the so on and so forth, all those people that are a part of the cult, when you believe as much as you declare that you believe, know the word in such a fashion where they want Jesus Christ. They'll be converted to Jesus Christ. They're going to want to know everything about Jesus Christ, he who came into the world to deliver men from their sins. People in the church, you have it so upside down and so backwards. It's like, my goodness. If someone goes to school to be a lawyer, and I'm talking about a constitutional lawyer, they show them and teach them the law. And they're taught to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. But what I fear too often is when you watch these people, it's like, dude, I hear you throw on the word every once in a while, but you're doing nothing but training up these people to be more curious about those cults than anything else. And I'm not saying it doesn't have its place, but I am saying, my goodness, folks, now if you came out of the cult, the occult, out of witchcraft, out of the Freemasons, the modern version of it, so on and so forth, I understand why you'd get the breakdown and then give the word as the answer to break those chains off the indoctrination of the cults. Yes, absolutely. But not when you have congregants that want to be built up in Christ. I mean, after all, the Bible says that we're supposed to be built up in Him, not in the knowledge of the cults. So what we're going to do here, friends, is we're going to practice what we preach. And what we're going to do is we're going to merely tell you, in face of the revisionists, that they're lying to you. Here, as a matter of fact, let me go over right now and just tell you what Woodrow Wilson said, the 28th President of the United States of America. Listen carefully. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from what? The revelation of the Holy Scriptures. Revelation of the Holy Scriptures. My goodness, folks. You just can't make up some of this stuff. I want you to listen to this one. This is none other than the said president back in the 50s, Harry Truman, who, from what I understand, was a 33rd degree Mason. That's the modern version. But listen to what he said. He still acknowledged the truth. He said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew and from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. Yeah, there's the problem. Because if we don't emphasize that and we don't have a fundamental understanding of who we are and where we came from, we're going to settle for a totalitarian system of government, and that's who's teaching you about our forefathers today. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Go to the top of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that page. You can check us out on live feeds on those pages, top left side. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, add to, take away. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. It's couldn't be any more solid than that, my friends, right there, said the President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, the seventh thereof. Now, let's get over to this, folks, what we're talking about now, and I just want to kind of highlight some things before we get into the main topic and symbolism of what our forefathers were accused of laying when it comes to Washington, D.C. Again, I can make this a very short and put it in short order or put it into a nutshell for you, friends. Much of this stuff did not come or transpire until 100 years after they were dead. I just want you to catch that. Much of this did not transpire, didn't come out onto the scene until 100 years after they were dead. The Freemasons and the Masons back in the day, just for those that are now joining us, Masons are stone cutters, stone layers, bricklayers. They are the ones that built the cathedrals. They are the ones that built the abbeys, the churches, so on and so forth. That is a Mason. A Freemason is one that left home on these continents, and they met other Masons when they came into their territory. But what the Freemasons did is they were the ones that traveled from point A to point point B, to go ahead and build churches and abbeys and cathedrals in different parts of their country. And they would meet at places like unions would meet at, friends. Union members would meet at the what? The union halls. Well, they would meet at the lodge, okay? And what they would do is they would subject themselves to the preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, that was the prerequisite for what a Mason was and what a Freemason was. Folks, it was added on to their office of who they were. So in other words, if they were Christians, and let me just say they were a part of the Masons back then, it wasn't what you know it to be or what you have been taught it to be today in any sense of the word. Okay, he could be a Christian man, and his profession is that he's a builder. He's a Mason. We have Masons today. They're constructionists. They build buildings, right? Hello. Well, guess what? Back then, that's exactly how it was set up. And now today, whenever you say Freemason or Mason, the first thing you think of is witchcraft, the cult, the occult. You think of the Illuminati. That has nothing to do with who they were. And again, friends, we're talking about apples and oranges here. We're talking about day and night here, friends. Two different topics. And what the modern-day revisionists would have you believe, that our forefathers were just like these Satan worshipers today. Absolutely not. 180 degrees opposed. Running antithetical to the Satanists for who they are today. They stood up against everything. As a matter of fact, we gave you history concerning George Washington and that of Thomas Jefferson. They went to war fighting against the very doctrines that these devils in the Masons today and the Freemasons today are advocating for. They went to war against them. Hello? Of course they did. So let me get back down to some of the questions really quick that people have asked so I can clear the air and make this as simple as possible for people again to understand. Thomas Jefferson was accused of being a Mason. Guess what, friends? He wasn't. As a matter of fact, he is the one that said, the third president of the United States of America, that the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Here's Alexander Hamilton. Listen carefully to what he said. For on my own part, I sincerely esteem it, the United States Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested as agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Now, when he talks about a diversity of interests, I want you to understand this. Because it's much of what we see today. Kids in public schools are being indoctrinated. Okay, that's a violation of law in this country. All the way up until the 60s, they used to all come together and they were all under the same umbrella of who we are as a nation, one nation under God. They could have different opinions, but they were all still unified in the same principles. Do you understand? That is no more. They want to confuse the kids. They want to have the kids warring against each other. They want to make a prey of the kids. And what they're trying to do is teach them through molesting their minds and demoralizing them every single step of the way. Okay? And that's what's happening today. And that's why the people today are so divided. Okay? Because they're not one nation under God anymore. The American people now, 86%, have now taken their kids, professing Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, dropping their kids off to be raised up by their sworn enemies, okay? Reprobates, those that have been abandoned to sin. Heathens, Philistines, whatever you want to call them. And it makes absolutely no sense. That's why they're divided. You're allowing the immoral, those that are choosing abominable lifestyles, to go ahead and indoctrinate your kids. That is the sickest thing I have ever heard of in all my life. Read Proverbs 22:6. Get your kids out of public schools. And by the way, those teachers, those indoctrinators in public schools that call themselves teachers, many of them belong in jail for what they're advocating for because it is subversive to American government. And many can attest to what I'm saying right now, even in their own lives. Well, how much more when there's a 250-year span between what our forefathers did and what the modern-day Satanists are doing? My goodness, folks, again, they're diametrically opposed. They're polar opposites. Okay? They run in contrast one with another. I want to go to the next one here. This is Alexander Hamilton again. Listen to what he said. The sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of divinity itself and can neither be erased or obscured by mortal power. Wow! I have behind me William Blackstone. He is a part of those that established, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke, commentaries on the laws of England, English common law. That's who we are. That's what we're predicated upon and premised upon, friends. What did he say? No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Folks, that's all you have to do is go to Williamsburg, where the colony started out, in Jamestown, in Yorktown, and on the East Coast there, and ask them, ask a reenactment historian as to how our forefathers established and what law was it that they themselves submitted to. And they'll tell you canon law, ecclesiastical law, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, the Torah. Folks, again, This isn't something that's hidden in a secret place. This is for all to know if you take the time and do your own history lessons and pull the curtain back on the lies that you've been told. Okay? Let's go on to the next one here. And I want you to hear Charles Carroll. He was another one of our forefathers that was accused of being a Mason. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. He said, without morals, which God gives to the Ten Commandments, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. Okay? They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, said he, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good of eternal happiness, they are undermining the solid foundation of morals that they themselves are on. Not just us. The best security for the duration of free governments. Okay. Okay? Is that good? I had some guy say, well, what about the, they're trying to catch me because they've been so brainwashed and indoctrinated, friends, that they just don't want anybody telling them the truth. Well, I'm in the job of telling people the truth because that is my job, and it just happens to be that the law of truth is in my mouth, and when I'm saying that, do friends understand I mean exactly what I'm saying. And it's important for people to understand that. I'm trying to figure out where my little slide just went. And for some reason or another, it is... Yeah, I'm just going to go back over to this one. I'll just pull it back up here. I was just on it, and it just disappeared on me. Forgive me. I'm going to take a phone call really quick, and we'll come back to that. Stacy from Rochester, Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
I say thank you. You're absolutely correct. If there was any question about the Bible's morality being the foundation of a secure nation, we can't question anymore. We see without these morals, violence in the street, punching women, there's just nothing holding the reprobate minds back.
Yep.
And you're 100% correct, but we also have to recognize that we do have the paperwork showing once the Catholic Church was exposed for the Pope, the papacy, as the Jesuits' arm being Antichrist power, they went directly at the Protestant movement, and this was their plan to destroy the nation that was set up.
And you know who helped them in a big major way? The ecumenical preacher. They called him the evangelical pope. His name was Billy Graham. You're exactly right. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Sorry about that, Stacy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A panel of United Nations nuclear weapons experts will not be continuing their annual reviews of North Korea's nuclear weapons program, that after Russia vetoed a measure seeking a continuation of the UN's annual review. China abstained from the vote. Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump, speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested this thug.
The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I didn't mean to cut you off, Stacey. We just had a hard break. Did not see that coming. And that is one of the disadvantages of having national radio as far as the sponsors go. But we are grateful for the opportunity. We're broadcasting into 160 cities. I want to make everybody understand, and I want to make clear on our part, we have no sponsors. You keep us out there. We've got a lot going on. If you want to check out our schedule, we've got Oklahoma coming. We've got Arkansas coming. We've got the East Coast coming. We're working on Florida. I've been waiting for that for about a month now, and we got some dates in Minnesota as well, on top of doing this, on top of writing books, on top of doing these shows and doing my due diligence for my friends, because I guess after as many people, after hearing as much interest in what's going on with our forefathers, because I talk about it much, and I'm not glorifying our forefathers, I'm grateful, I'm honoring what God has done through them, okay? It's interesting how many people just, Bradley, what's the truth of the matter? Man, I keep hearing you talk about this, but this is what I heard. Well, I'm telling you, you're being lied to. So I had to put my, I had to put my deeds to what I already knew was true concerning discernment. And I praise God for the discernment that the Lord has given unto us. He's given unto us the Holy Spirit to teach us all things, to guide us into all truth, to give us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. You can also go over to 1 John 2:27, and that anointing that abides in us teaches us all things. Folks, also keep in mind, spiritual men, those that are born of the Spirit of God, they don't always have to discern through their eyes or their ears. They have inner eyes, and they have inner ears that the Holy Ghost has given unto them. And only a spirit born man, John 3:3, is going to understand what I just said. But the truth of the matter is, it's true. How do you know? Because I know. To he who hath the Son hath life. We're not talking about death here. We're talking about giving us discernment to know the difference. And furthermore, the Lord said he'd bring all things to the light. And he does that continuously. And I'm just doing my best to give you all the information that combats the lies and pulls the rugs from the lies of the modern day revisionist. And what's worse about it, and I kind of tapped into this a little bit during the beginning of the show, you know, a majority of the people that are teaching people that our forefathers were a bunch of Satanists, people in the church. And it shows you how backwards they are. They are backwards. They are reprobate. Or they have lies lodged deep, deep into their hearts and their minds that need to be dislodged. And the only thing that can do that is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody asked me, Bradley, you know, apparently you haven't seen that obelisk that our forefathers made called the Washington Monument. Okay, year of the Washington Monument. Live radio, answering questions for you because I'm doing for you what many people don't want to do. And it's interesting, we find that the Washington Monument was the tallest building in the world upon its completion in 1884. Like I said, wow, there it is again, almost a hundred years after our forefathers were gone. See, people, if you would just think things through before opening your pie hole, and I'm talking about those that are questioning the validity of what we're talking about here, because it's not like we're here giving you our opinion. But here, let me give you some more facts when it comes to that of the Washington Monument. You want to know about the Washington Monument? I'll show you. Do you know at the very tip of the Washington Monument, that obelisk right there, it says, it's a Latin phrase, and it says, Laus Deo. And you know what that means, friends? It means, praise be to God. Well, what God? Well, if you go to the bottom and you go to the top, did you know that the blocks resound with quotations inscripted on the stairs from Scripture, such as Exodus 28, holiness to the Lord? Did you know that there's scriptures inscribed into the cement on those stairs going to the top of that obelisk that you think, for some reason or another, our forefathers established? Well, I can tell you this. It wasn't built until 1884, but someone held true to who our forefathers were because they used scripture. Search the scriptures. John 5:39, inscribed. Folks, engraved into the stairs of that obelisk on the way up. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7, and such invocations as may heaven to this union continue its benefits. It didn't say, and may hell to this union continue its benefits. No, just the opposite. Am I being facetious? Yeah, I kind of am. Also wanted to let you know that 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. They were Orthodox Christians. Here, let me give you something that many, some information that many still haven't learned. So I just want to say it once, and I could go on for a whole month just talking about the Christian foundations of who we are. But I just want to try to do my best to nail it concerning part six on, is this a myth or is this factual information concerning our forefathers and who they were when it came to the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the Spiritualists, the Mysticists, and did they establish the country? Again, I'm here to tell you, no, they didn't. Christians did. Here, listen carefully, okay? So when I see your comments because you didn't watch the video or you didn't like the information, I'm only going to say it once, okay? 28 of our forefathers were Episcopalians under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Eight of them were Presbyterians, seven of them were Congregationalists, two Dutch Reformers, two Lutheran, two Methodists, two Roman Catholic, and one unknown. Oh, and something that our friend Stacy from Minnesota brought up concerning Catholicism and how it began to war against the evangelicals. Do remember, friends, I don't want you to forget this. For those that have not figured out who the Grahams are, you need to open your eyes. I mean, Billy Graham was a friend of the world. And the Bible is clear, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Billy Graham was responsible for bringing much of the Catholicism into the evangelical movement. He was friends with the Pope. They called him the evangelical Pope, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher. The man was a total worldling. So much so, and I'm not going to do a whole show on this, but you can go online right now and ask yourself why a bunch of pedophiles, a bunch of Satanists, warlocks, witches, predators, and the list goes on in Hollywood, why would they honor Billy Graham with a star? Why would they give him a star on Hollywood Boulevard? Because he was a part of the world, just like his son is. Isn't it interesting, Franklin Graham? And folks, if you don't know scripture enough, this is what you need to catch on to, too. Let's break down the layers of lies so we can put our feet upon the rock and go forward. He's only there, the Grahams are only there to keep you in line. That's all they're there for. And in the natural, you have Fox News to keep you in line. Don't go further than we go. Well, I want to tell you something going back to the church. Jesus warned us of the leaven. The corrupt, wicked doctrines of both the church and government working together. And that's exactly what you've seen from the Grahams for how many decades in this country. And also pay attention to the history of who Billy Graham is and who his kid is. Do you remember just recently, about what, 2.5 years ago, Franklin Graham came out and he told everybody that his dad would have took the shot? And so would have Jesus? Yeah, that's called blasphemy. That's called blasphemy. And if that doesn't offend you, nothing will. We're talking about the Son of God that a man said would take a shot from the likes of a Bill Gates who hates mankind so much so that he wants to depopulate the planet by 3 billion people. You first, Billy. To take advice from a repeat criminal like that of Anthony Fauci and anybody in federal government today. He wanted you to believe what they had to say. 17 million people dead now in America alone. That's the numbers that have been tallied. But Franklin wants you to know that Jesus would have took the shot. This is what you're dealing with. See, what corruption does is they put the debased into place to lower the standard. I want to say this real quick, and we're going to get back to what we're highlighting here. Billy Graham and Franklin Graham are not the standard in any sense of the word. No man is the standard in any sense of the word. Jesus Christ and Him alone who was crucified and is risen again. And that is what, by the way, Resurrection Day is all about. It's not about a bunny and a bunch of eggs. Only to what? Distract the children from what it's all about once again. I'll talk about that probably on Saturday. It's about Jesus Christ and Him crucified, baptized, and risen again to the glory of the Father. It's called the Resurrection Day, folks. Just want to make clear. Don't be calling it Easter. That's a pagan holiday. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let me get back to this. That was a free one, by the way. We have two that are Methodists, two Roman Catholics, one unknown. And it's interesting how many people want to call our forefathers, if they can't accuse them of being something like a Mason or a Freemason, well, then Bradley, they got to be deists. In other words, God is derelict in duty concerning His own word. Doesn't the Bible say that those that don't even take care of their own are worse than infidels, unbelievers? But they accuse our forefathers of being deists as if to suggest God created mankind and He left man to himself and to take care of his own self. That's not what the Lord created us for. We are created to be dependent upon our Father. Amen? The bread of life, Jesus Christ, His Son, John 6:35. Okay? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what people pay attention to and what they listen to. You're being lied to on so many fronts. But, again, folks, 3Dists, I wanted to make clear, evidence does not support that any of them were deists. And if you were going to equate anybody to that, it would have probably been Ben Franklin, but hold on to your seatbelts, folks, because I'm going to give you a quote from Ben Franklin, and then you decide for yourself as to what the truth of the matter is. Okay, we're going to be right back. Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
If you don't mind, I'm it's my job again. Gideon was commanded by the Lord to tear down his father's altar. So if you don't mind, I'm going to, in obedience to the Lord, and not that I guess I'm asking the devil for permission, but I am saying this, and I'm not equating you to the devil in any sense of the word, but I do rather enjoy just tearing these lies down because I get to see people free. And I see comments out there where people are saying, thank you for doing this. I am being freed up. Thank you for the truth of the matter. I again want to make clear everybody understands. I am just giving you the facts. Okay? I'm just giving you the facts. Nothing more, nothing less. Let me go ahead and pound another nail into the lies that you've been told about our forefathers. Do you know that it says Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell? You know what that says? And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. We got a lot of smart people out there. Bradley, it's not liberty, it's freedom. Oh, okay. There we go. Thank you. I mean, we are beneficiaries of your wisdom. Thank you for the clarity, Mr. I want to play semantics. Let's go to the next one. Outside of our slogan, being Moses and the Ten Commandments and the waters overflowing Pharaoh, which was proposed by Ben Franklin, and Moses and the Ten Commandments above the heads of the Supreme Court, and those that serve we the people in the United States government, they put their hand on the Bible swearing to God and man that they will uphold the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, right? Okay, so cool. We all good? We all on the same page? Gee whiz. I hope so. All right, let's get over to some symbolism here. I want to show you some of the pictures that I couldn't show you yesterday. I pulled them up for you so you could see them within you, for yourself. The Great Seal. That's the original drawing of the Great Seal. Okay, the Great Seal was brought to you by Charles Thompson. Charles Thompson was accused of being a Mason. He's not a Mason, nor was he ever a Mason. He was actually a noted Orthodox Christian theologian responsible for the Thompson Bible. Still sold in Christian bookstores today. As one of the most scholarly of all the American translations of the Bible. Wow. See, these are inconvenient truths, friends. That's what these are. To those that are lying to you. So why did the theologians include an all-seeing eye as a pyramid as the part of the great symbol? Here, I want to go over here. I want you to see this too. We explained this. Reverse a pyramid unfinished in the zenith, an eye in a triangle surrounded with a glory proper. Over the eyes, these words, and do it, copetus, with the translates as, He, God, has favored our undertakings. Wow, and refers to the many instances of divine providence during our government's formation. Have you been told otherwise? Well, that's not our forefathers that did so. They didn't revise it. You know what's awesome about the truth, friends, is you don't have to always necessarily defend the truth. The truth, like Augustine said, is like a lion that will defend itself. Just let it loose. He'll take care of himself. And I'm just a part of that today. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will not be straightened. Hey, folks, they can all tell you what they want to tell you. But the difference is between them and here, and hopefully they're on the same page, is we're telling you the facts. We're telling you the truth. It's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. Here it is again. Okay. Underneath the following is Novus Ordo Seclorum. Translates as a new order of the ages and signifies the new American era. New American era. Remember when Thomas Paine, the guy that wrote that one book, Common Sense? You remember that guy? He's the one that was used to catapult, to light the fuse of the War of Independence. He's the one that said, during that time, we have an opportunity to make the world anew. And boy, oh boy, did they ever. And that's why the world is praying that America gets it right, because they know that God has shed His grace upon you, Americans. The pyramid signifies strength and duration. Going back to this first one, I want you to see this. And then going back to this one, because I'm going to highlight both of them again, because I'm not done with that yet. The beginning of a new era. The date underneath is that of, you see it right there, MDCCLXXV1. Yeah, that's 1776. The beginning of the new American era, which commences from that date. Let's go back over to that guy, Ben Franklin, that I was talking about. That deist, we're told. Right? And hey, folks, I do know that there's a muddled message from this guy. It seems to me there was times where he was transported, or elevated, enlightened by the Holy Ghost on certain occasions, because he seemed to go in and out. Matter of fact, he was the one that said, we are walking contradictions. Well, I'll tell you what, a Christian man is not a walking contradiction, though he wars against the carnal man, okay? And though he wars against the flesh. But I know that he had some issues. But I do want to just hold to what he said rather than give my opinion, and that's where I just gave it, but it was factual. Ben Franklin openly acknowledged this fact that the Constitutional Convention, that in the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, this is what Ben Franklin said. He said, we had daily prayer in this room for the divine protection. And he said, our prayers, by the way, that prayer, they said, was Psalm 35. Our prayers, sir, we heard, and they were graciously answered, said Benjamin Franklin, the one they want you to believe is a deist. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed the frequent instances superintending providence in our favor. Absolutely. There was only less than 3% of the population that God blessed to give us what we have today. Now we're under the curse. Read Proverbs or Deuteronomy 28. Go from 15 to the end of the chapter, 68. Go to Leviticus 26, not in this order. First Leviticus, they're saying the same things, different ways. But start in verse 15. And go to 46. Going to Deuteronomy 28, start in 15 and go to 68. It's interesting, the American people, especially those professors in the church today, somehow or another, they just believe that they're still under the blessings of God. No, that doesn't apply to the disobedient. It applies to his sons and his daughters that are joint heir with Christ. The wrath of God does not abide upon the children of disobedience. Okay? I was just making a point here. All of us who were engaged... I know what I was going to say. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and, to 68. Did you know that there's 15 blessings? And yet there's 55 curses. And Americans still so deceived and blind, blinded by their own sins, cutting themselves off from the truth, have not found, for some reason or another, enough common sense or light to see the truth of the matter, to see that they are clearly under the 55 curses, the judgments of God. That's where America is. You can get, hey, folks, you get all the theologians, stand them in line, and we'll have a conversation. That's not what the Word says. This is where we're at. There's no question about it. Going back to Ben Franklin, all of us who are engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. To that kind of providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. By the way, Samuel Adams, who is very much a prophetic dude, recommended that the supreme ruler of the universe has been pleased in the course of his providence during the founding era to establish the independence of the United States of America. We ought to be led by religious Christian feelings of gratitude and to walk before him in all humility according to his most holy law. George Washington. Okay, here we go. He said, the hand of providence has been so conspicuous in all that this, that he must be worse than an infidel that lacks faith. In other words, you must be blind to the obvious. And more than wicked, that has not gratitude enough to acknowledge his obligations. There is much additional evidence that the founders believed that God had indeed watched over and preserved America. And just as they believed God had kept America in his care, they also believed that he watched over every individual for the purpose of reckoning to each his due rewards of punishments at that final day of judgment. Oh my goodness. Let's go over to this. I want to show everybody this, too. Folks, we're probably going to go over just a little bit, and I want to show you some more symbolism of who we are and do away with who we are not, because that's not important right now. George Washington, and this is a church window, and I want you to see what it says here. I'm going to pull this up for you nice and big so you can see it for yourself. if I can find it, Bradley, it's all over the place. It's just George Washington, and I'm just going to go to church window. That should pull it up, and hopefully it will. Yep, and it does. Here it is. Okay, so if you look at this one, I'm going to go ahead, folks. We're not done. I'm going to continue on for just a little bit here because I got so much content on this. Freemasonry and our founding forefathers' myth versus the truth, the facts. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in 5 seconds.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.